I think there is a relationship in the design, particularly in the interlaced design on the bottom half of the small bell. They were once dragon-like creatures, like those on the body of the large bell, but over time, they've become totally abstract, very ornamental, very pattern-like, because that was the effect they tried to achieve with the inlay. The governing factor remains the pattern and the line and the flow in the way the dragon's body winds back and forth. Towards the end of the period, when the small bell was made, even the semi-realistic feature of the dragon head have completely given way to the totally abstract geometric motifs that are now inlaid in gold and silver.